If you're a beef lover, is there a better cut than prime rib?
It's tender, it's fatty, flavorful, it's got everything.
Mm-hmm, and if you're of the mind that turkey is for Thanksgiving, but prime rib is for Christmas, we have cooking tips from a pro.
My name is Eddie Sweeney, chef of Catch 35 for 20 years.
Okay, chef, let's go to the store. What do we look for?
So it's basically the standing rib roast. If you can find prime rib, get that, Black Angus beef, but a good runner-up is a choice.
Chef Eddie says when we get it home, take it out of the plastic wrap.
And then put it in the fridge overnight to kind of let the outside of it dry to help form a nice crust on it.
And on cooking day?
Take it out of the fridge about 2 hours before you're going to put it in the oven to let it come to room temperature.
And while the oven is heating to 450 degrees, Chef Eddie says that's a good time to make a bed for the prime rib.
In a roasting pan, I put 2 bulbs of garlic cut in half, an onion cut just roughly. You can leave the skins on these things. 1 carrot, 2 ribs of celery, and then put the roast on top of that.
And the rub?
Rub it with some Dijon mustard and fresh prepared horseradish.
Then put it in the 450 degree oven, but don't go too far.
After it's been in there for about a half an hour, the crust will start to form. Then you want to turn it down to 350.
And after about 2 hours or so of total cooking time, get the meat thermometer.
You know, if you want it to be medium rare, which is the way I like it, you want to pull it out when it's at 125 degrees.
And when you're testing the temperature, be sure to
test the very center of the roast.
So if medium rare is your target, Chef Eddie says take it out at 125 and then let it rest on the stovetop.
It's going to rise a little bit. It's probably going to rise 5 to 7 degrees.
Which Chef Eddie says is the perfect medium rare. If you like yours more well done.
Medium well is pushing it, maybe for a sandwich. And then well done, just don't invite me over.
That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN. It's day two of our How to Cook Your Prime Rib at Home Like a Pro report with guest chef Eddie Sweeney of Catch 35. Yesterday, Eddie gave us the selection basics.
You want to go with primer choice.
And the rub?
Rub it with some Dijon mustard and fresh prepared horseradish.
And the cooking temperature for medium rare?
125 degrees.
Portobello mushrooms sautéed in garlic and butter make a nice topping, followed by the demi-glace.
That is a fancy name for thickened beef au jus.
To make that, he takes the roast out of the pan, and with the veggies that were on the bottom,
I add a couple hits of Maker's Mark, a little bit of red wine, deglaze it, get all those little bits off the bottom of the pan. Then I add some beef stock to that, thicken it, kind of just let it simmer on top of the stove. Smash up those garlic bulbs that you had in there, smash up some of that onion and all the roasted vegetable, and then I strain it all out with a fine mesh strainer.
And you got to have horseradish, right?
So I just do some fresh prepared horseradish, some mayo, thin it out with a little bit of heavy cream, a couple dashes of Worcestershire, some fresh cracked black pepper, and that's it.
How about sides? Any recommendations?
I mean, the classic is mashed potatoes, some sort of potatoes. Some people like to make Yorkshire puddings out of the beef fat.
And by the way, if mashed potatoes is a must for your table, thousands of our listeners enjoy the stress-free Thanksgiving recipe of our make-ahead mashed potatoes, which you can find at WGNradio.com. Search mashed potatoes. Oh, and one of the best things about holiday meals? Leftovers.
We do a prime rib and potato hash the next day with some eggs. Cut up the prime rib, add some red potato, add some onion, some mushrooms, some roasted garlic. Saute that in a pan until it gets nice and crispy. Flip it over. Get the other side crispy. Fry up some eggs. Put them on the top of that with some toast on the side.
Oh, yeah. Our thanks to Chef Eddie Sweeney of Catch 35 for the prime rib preparation tips, which you can read at WGNradio.com. Search prime rib. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.